大书第十二章
Chapter 12,
我们要念第十四节
Reading from verse number 14,
罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12,
我们来读第十四节
Reading from verse number 14,
我们上一次已经读到第十三节的
是，
我们现在来读第十四节，一二三，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅，在这里是逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福不可咒诅。你还记得上一次我们讲的十三节怎么讲呢？
Last we expound on verse 13,
那十三节清楚告诉我们
Here it says,
圣徒缺乏要帮助，
Share with God's people all the saints,
客要一味的款待，
And also practice hospitality.
那我们已经在上一次的这个讲座里面，
And for the last session in this meeting,
提到了十三节的总题就是生命的分享。
That the title of verse number 13 is that you share your life.
有人需要，
People say need,
你帮助他，
Share with them.
有人到你这里来，
When people come to you,
你接待他，
Also accept them.
就能给，
You can give,
又能
受， You can accept.
你给的时候
when you give,
是把生命分享与人，
you are sharing your life with others.
你受的时候
when you receive them,
是把你的家建那边，
it is your home open to others.
这种生命的分享
this kind of sharing of life,
就是丰盛生命的真正的记号，
it's called the true mark of abundant life.
一个人生命是贫穷的，
a one who is poor in life,
容不下别人，
he will not accommodate others.
他也帮不了别人，
he cannot help others.
一个人生命是丰盛的，
one who is abundant in life,
可以帮助人，
he can help others,
又可以接纳人，
and he can accept others.
一个帮助别人的人，
the one who help others,
是帮助自己，
is one who is helping himself.
一个接纳自己人的人，
because one who accept others,
是扩充自己，
you broaden yourself.
我们自己的生命怎样才能更丰盛？
How that our life can become richer?
不是接着得得得更丰盛，
not that we receive and receive and receive.
许多大富翁心里只有一件事，
other rich men only have one thing in their mind.
怎样把别人钱把它挖出来？
How to dig out
怎样把别人东西变成我的东西？
How to turn other things to their things?
所以从另外角度来看，这是一种贪心，一种贫穷的记号。
So for another angle, this is a mark of poverty and greediness.
世界只有两种人。
There are two kinds of people in the world.
一种人一直把别人的东西、别人的才干、别人的事情挖到变成自己。
A one who is keeping others' talent and time and money to become their own.
另外一种是把自己的才干、自己的思想、自己的金钱、自己的学问一直分给别人。
The other kind who keeps sharing his talent, his thought.
主耶稣说不要忘记施比受更为有福。
Jesus says not forget it's more blessed to give than to receive.
我活到了60多年，
For 60 plus of years,
我没有看见一个分享生命的人变成贫穷。
I've never seen a wife with a life with share become poor.
因为神的话是真理，
Because God's word is truth.
神应许的一定成真，
What God promised become true.
神的灵留意保守他讲过的话，
Because God's spirit keep what he has said.
所以分享生命，
So life which is shared,
不是使生命贫穷，
Not that you make yourself like poor,
是使生命丰富，
But it enrich your life.
生命的丰富，
And the rich life,
不是因得而增加，
It's not because you receive any abundance,
因为赐出去分出去，
Because giving and sharing,
而主动的增加，
And initially it increases.
所以说圣徒缺乏你要帮助，
so the saints are in need to help them,
要一味的款待，
and practice hospitality,
是从古代的律法，
from ancient time it's the law,
摩西蒙上帝的启示，
Moses being revealed by God,
吩咐以色列人善待那些在你们中间做客的人。
The instructor the Israelite must be good to those people who become their visitors.
人到你的家里做客，
When people come as a guest to your home,
你要用怎样态度对待他？
What kind of attitude you will deal with them?
你能接待多少人？
How many people can you accept?
就证明你心里的空间有多大。
Only but to prove that how much space you have in your heart.
你能服侍多少人？
How many people you can serve?
就证明神给你的恩典有多宽。
Only but to prove that how broad and wide God's grace is.
这些的服事，这些的招待，
and all these ministry and services,
千万不要存着错误的自私的动机。
Do not have a selfish wrong motive.
我招待他，以后我到他那边，他才会招待我，就节省很多钱。
I receive him in the future when I go to his place, he will receive me. I will save a lot of money.
如果用自私做出发点，
if the most this selfishness is a motive,
我们所有的善行都打折扣了。
And then our good deeds will be in the discount.
如果有另外的目的做我们第二个目标，
if we have another motive as that's our second purpose.
我们行善的这个目标就不是最后的目标。
Then this purpose of doing good is not a final purpose.
这就不是真正的善。
And that's not true good.
所以我们要存着敬畏神。
With a heart that fear God.
愿意遵行他的命令。
Willing to practice His will.
爱人。
To love others.
把每一个别人当作我可以服侍，我可以招待，我可以帮助，就是我的荣耀，就是我的幸福的这种观念。来相待
to everyone you see there is someone that I can serve so become my crown so that I can treat him well
圣经这些教训是非常宝贵
the teaching of the Bible is so true and precious
保罗讲完第十三节以后
Paul after he has done this verse number 13
他就提到圣徒在世界上不是对圣徒是对外人应当怎么样
he said that then this Christian leaving the world to the others Gentiles what should we do
因为我们人际的关系
Because of human relationship.
不单单单在教会里面
It is not only confined within the church.
只有对主内的人好对主外的人不好不是基督徒
Only to those who are good, we are good only in the Lord, but not to other people, this is not a true Christian.
只有对主内里面对我好的人好对我不好的人我不好也不是基督徒
Only to those in the Lord who are good to me, I'm good to them, that is not a good Christian.
耶稣基督说如果你只善待那些对你好的人你与外邦人有什么分别
Jesus said you only replicate to those who are good to you then they are similar to Gentiles
外邦人岂不是也是这么做的吗
Isn't the Gentiles also do the same thing
所以我们今天要把这个范围扩大起来
So we have to broaden this area
十三节提到对圣徒的缺乏要帮助
In verse 13 it says that you must help those saints who are in need
生命就分享出去
Then you share your life
第十四节转过来
And verse number 13 turn it around
逼迫你的人你要为他
Those who persecute you, pray for them.
逼迫你的人，你要祝福他。
Bless those who persecute you.
只要祝福。
Only this a blessing.
不是咒诅。
Don't curse.
这句话在古代中间从来没有文献曾经有这样道德标准的记载。
In the ancient past, there's no such record of this kind of ethical standard.
无论这个在巴比伦的文献
，whether Babylonian literature,
Akkad。在这个帝国的里面
the Akkad also
无论是 Sumerian 的这个文献里面
or Sumerian literature
直到希腊的帝国
until the Greek Empire
罗马的帝国
Roman Empire
希腊的哲学
and the Greek philosophy
印度的文化
Indian culture
中国的老子孔子的思想
and Lao Tzu and also Confucius in China
从来没有记载过这样的话
he has never recorded these things
人逼迫你
repel people persecute you
你祝福他
bless them
这种话怎么会从保罗口中讲出来
This kind of statement, how can Paul utter it?
这种到底是个理念界的理想
This kind of teaching, is it an ideological teaching?
或者一种人可以达到的境界
Or is it something people can reach?
我对这些伦理问题是很有兴趣
To this kind of ethical problem, I'm interested
虽然我不是专研究伦理学
Even though I am not the one who studies the ethics
但我发现今天全世界最高的伦理学都缺乏一个最重要的基础
Then I find that the highest ethic has like this principle
这个基础是什么
What is the foundation?
伦理是根据神的道德本性
That this ethic must be based on the moral nature of God
上帝启示自己的道德本性应当成为伦理学的真正总原则的基础
That when God reveals his ethical nature to us it becomes the foundation and the principium of our ethic
神是公义的
God is righteous
所以伦理建立在公义的基础
So ethic is founded upon this righteousness
神是不轻易发怒的
God doesn't get angry fast
我们做人不可以随便动不动就发脾气
So we cannot simply lose our temper
神是怜悯人的
God is a merciful God
我们应该充满怜悯人心
With compassion and with compassion others
神是爱
God is love
我们应当用爱对待
We must use love to deal with others
神是圣洁的
God is holy
我们一切所行的事都要圣洁
All that we do must be holy
那么当神启示自己的本性成为我们伦理道德的基础的时候
So when God has revealed his own nature to become the foundation of our ethics
人的社会才能真正建立起一个彼此尊重和谐的一个团体
then only society can be established as the body that truly have mutual respect
今天的伦理学常常被利害关系所牵连
today our ethic is being dictated by this gain and loss
我这样做对我有没有利益
Would I be a gain if I do that?
我那样做到底有什么损失
Would I lose anything if I do that?
特别是国际 政治伦理
especially international the,
political, ethics,
political ethics
在政治伦理里面
in this international political ethics
利害关系超越了是非关系的标准
gain and loss surpass the right and wrong
对 有利的我这样做才叫做对
those things that bring me profit then that's right
对有没有利的我就不能这么做
and then which I will commit in loss then I will do it
利害挂帅的时候
so when this profit and gain become the principle
是非就沉默下来
and then this right and wrong also subdued
会不会提到什么叫做神的本性
so we don't talk about the nature of God
连人性良心的要求都达不到
Even human nature, the demand of conscience should not be met.
所以当我每一次讨论任何一个问题的时候
So every time we discuss this problem,
我一方面看文化曾经讲到什么意
思 On the one hand, I see that what culture has reached at the time.
另外一方面我想神启示过的标准是什么
And on the other hand, I think about the standard God has revealed to us.
What is the standard revealed by God?
神所启示下的标准是如何
神的标准是一种达不到的梦想
God's standard is a dream that can never be achievable
或者是一种 人应当拼命追求对付自己很苛刻的一种实践
or is it something that we will subdue ourselves then try to meet the standard
如果是不可能的理想
if it is something that is not achievable
那么基督教的圣经所讲的都是空谈是海市蜃楼
then what is being a bridge the Bible is a mirage
that's only a mirage
or is a mirage
这根本不可能的
it cannot be achieved
但是
but then
如果圣经所讲的是可能实践的话
but if what is being taught by the Bible is practicable
请问谁在历史上曾经真正执行的事情
Then who in history has done that?
所以这件事情在我几十年的思考中间
So in my own thinking for this decade
使我慢慢看出人类伦理学发展中间真正的缺陷
So slowly I see that what's lacking immense ethical development
当我教哲学的时候
So when teaching philosophy
我又发现为什么神的道是高过所有人的文化的标准
I discover why is that God's word is transcending all the cultural standards
今天这一届就是一个重要的一个证明。
Today, even this statement become a very important testimony.
保罗是一个宗教家。
Paul himself is a religionist.
保罗是一个律法家。
He is a lawyer.
保罗是一个非常虔诚、有信仰、有传统的家庭长大起来。
He is being brought up in a very traditional, conservative home.
他是青年知识分子的楷模。
So he is a model of a young intellectual.
他从八天受割礼。
He was being circumcised on the eighth day.
从小遵行律法。
Since was young.也 by the laws
加入会堂
and also he became a member of a synagogue
受罪成立法之子
at the age of 12 he was taught by the laws
长大也在最好的大学念律法
and grew up to study law in the best university college
他有当时最好的教授做他的师长
and he was mentored by a very professor who is very famous at the time
加马列
Gamaliel
Gamaliel 是当时最大的一个律法师
Gamaliel was the greatest lawyer at the time
所以保罗的出身非常名门
so Paul was born in a good home
严格训练出来的
so strictly he was trained
但是这个人道德如何呢
but what about his ethics
他一面研究上帝的道德一面的恨别人
On the one hand, he was saying the law of God, and he hate people.
他心中充满恨。
So he was filled with hatred.
恨什么？
Hating what?
与我不一样的，消灭他。
Those are different from me, I want to kill them.
抵挡我的，杀他。
Those who go against me, I murder them.
跟我的观念不一样的，我抵挡他。
Those are different in concept with me, I want to go against them.
控告他。
And persecute them.
捆绑他。
And bind them.
把他捆锁在监牢里。
And put them in prison.
把他告到上面去。
And persecute them.
让他置于死地。
So that they will be put to death.
所以你知道一个人研究宗教会变成这样。
So people study religion and become such a state.
今天你没有看见吗？有许多越有宗教的越会杀人。
Don't you see that today those people who have religion will kill easily?
你听明白吗
？Understand?
你听明白吗
？You understand?
今天世界最多杀人的可能是最勇敢的那些宗教的名人。
And those people who dare to kill are the most famous in the religion.
或者他们 in the name of God.他杀人
and they kill in the name of God
他以宗教的名义杀人把上帝的名字拉出来你怎么可以反对
so in the name of religion in the name of God they kill
你反对他岂不等于就反对上帝
so if you go against them you are going against God
所以一个人把宗教跟仇恨连在一起的时候
So if one would link religion and hatred,
他根本不明白神的本性到底是什么。
So then we say that he doesn't know what's the nature of God.
不明白神本性的人，怎么可能把神的本性当成道德的基础？这是不可能。
So he who doesn't know the nature of God, how can he set the nature of God as a foundation of ethics?
是21世纪
，So the 21st century,
最可怕的恐怖分子
，The most terrifying terrorists,
最可怕的凶杀事件
，The most horrifying events,
不是流氓干的。
Not committed by gangsters,
不是强盗干的
not by robbers,
是最有宗教信仰上帝的人干的
and those with religion,
我们就活在这个时代里
we are living in this age,
我们就在活在这样的环境
we are living in these circumstances,
这是很可怕的事
it's horrifying,
所以当你注意这一件的时候
so when you pay attention to this statement,
你注意到一个超过文化超过宗教警戒的救赎的果效
you find a kind of a effects of salvation that transcend culture and ethics,
这是 fruit of salvation,
那个这个救恩的果子
transcends achievement in culture and religion
超越了宗教以及文化的成就
文化是人类非常光辉非常智慧的结晶
when culture becomes the crystallization of a glorious achievement
文宗教是人类的心灵非常伟大的这种寻获的真理的表达
when the religion becomes the expression of search in our heart in religion
无论在思想伦理界的成就
whether it's achievement in thinking or in thought or also in religion
无论在信仰在心灵界的结晶
also crystallization in our spiritual life
都要提升人类的里面看不见的价值观的生活
we want to lift up the invisible this life of our spirituality
但是呢今天这句的圣经告诉我
but then the statement here tells
有超过文化
something that transcends culture
超过宗教
something that transcends religion
神本性在人生活中间的表现
that God's nature in our human life being expressed
神本性在人生活中间的表现怎么看得出
that expression of God's nature in our daily life how can we see it
因为这以前的巴比伦
because before that this Babylonian
最重要的文献里面
and the most important literature
就是有关人与人高层社会伦理一定要公义的这个定义
It talks about a law of righteousness that might exist within human relationship in society
你做生意不可用两种砝码
When you have your business you do not have two different scales
两种标准
different measures
两种秤
and two scales
那是不诚实
That's in all dishonesty
人家给你多少钱
well, How much people give you
你给他多少东西
And how much did you give to him
你要公义
You must be righteous.
讲了那个价钱
and you have the price bargain.
就要照着那个价钱给他那样多的东西
and give what is worth to the price.
就是公义成为社会伦理的一个标准
that righteousness becomes the standard of a societal this human relationship and ethics.
这很重要
that's important.
那么这些东西记载在哪里呢
all this thing where is it recorded?
记在一个大的石碑叫做 Hammurabi stone.
It's a Hammurabi stable.
Hammurabi stone 是人类历史中间留到现今最重要的法律的条文
The Hammurabi this table of stone is the most important record down the history about this ethics
啊，这个条文呢在整个石碑的上面刻得很精细存在现在法国巴黎的罗浮宫里面
and this, document being engraved in this stone is now kept in a Louvre in Paris
这个文件呢有可能被刻在另外一些的石头上面放在巴达就是伊拉克的墓馆上个月给人家偷掉的
and this document could be engraved in the stone that kept in the Baghdad by a man has been stolen
所以全世界为这个事情难过得不得了
so people grieve because of this
真正的碑文是在这个法国巴黎的罗浮宫里面
but the true tablet in the Paris Louvre Museum
我自己亲自去看了几次
I have seen it myself a few times
里面的公义表达的时候
and we express our righteousness
他讲出两句话
the two statements there
以言还言
and eye for eye
以牙还牙
tooth for tooth
如果人打你敲到你的牙齿
if people would beat you and beat your tooth
你算几颗
how many have been taken away
三颗
three
把他告到法庭上去
so push him to the court
那也要把他的三个牙齿敲断
remove the other three teeth from him
这个就是以牙还牙
tick for tack
以牙还牙就表示公义
That means righteousness.
人会打你的把眼睛打烂的。
People would beat you with the eyes.
好像你有一个牙，一个眼睛已经不能看见。
If one eye cannot see,
公义的审判就把他那个人的牙眼睛也挖出一个来。
The righteous judgment is different. He must cut off his eye also.
巴黎一这样定下来以后呢
？So when law is being fixed.
巴比伦帝国就不能随便了。
In Babylon, this nation people cannot do as what they want.
做生意就要公正。
You must be righteous in your business.
人与人不可随便相打。
And in human relationship, we cannot beat each other.
因为有明文规定，有报复的权柄。
Because clear documents say that you can take revenge.
审判官有权柄，照着人受的亏损去对付那亏损人的人。
And the judge, according to what you lose, you can also repay to those who caused you the loss.
这个很重要。
This is important.
那么这种原则到底是不是人生命中间最高尚人格的表现？
This kind of principle is the highest achievement expression of human nature.
在这个这阿卡族里面，
in Akkad，
在这个巴比伦里面，
in Babylon，
在苏美利亚的文明教里面，都有差不多同类的东西。
About similar things，
有在埃及发现 Rosetta Stone。
In this Egypt, the Rosetta Stone，
他们没有比这个更超越的东西。
They never transcend the standard。
到了这个中国的孔子的时代，
When they come to the time of Confucius，
孔子讲一句话，
Confucius said，
以智报怨，以德报德。
And also, if people are good to you, you'll be good to them. And also, if people are bad to you, you can be bad to them.
人对你有恩德，你对人也要有恩德。
If people have grace upon you, be gracious to them too.
人对你有怨恨的事情，你要用正直来对待他。
If people hate you, then you must deal with them with justice.
老子比孔子高一点点。
老子 is slightly higher than Confucius.
老子竟然讲出一件中国历史没有人讲过的事情。
He has said this forward.
他说以德报怨。
With good to deal with evil.
人你对你不好，你对他用恩德对待。
If people are not good to you, you treat them graciously.
我管认为老子这方面真正高过所有中国历史中间哲学家。
老子 in this aspect transcend all the Chinese philosophers.
但是呢，这些东西无论东方无论西方。
All this in being oriental or western.
一直传到耶稣基督上十字架的那一天。
When they come to that day when Jesus Christ was about to kneel on the cross.
希伯来文化。
And the Hebraic and this culture, Greek culture,
Babylon 文化
Babylonian culture,
埃及文化
and Egyptian culture,
印度文化
Indian culture,
中国文化
Chinese culture.
就是耶稣十字架上第一句话，这些文化完全变成
and
变成暗淡下去。
Upon the first statement, Christ was kneeling on the cross, all this became dim.
耶稣在十字架上讲什么话？
Upon the cross, of what Jesus said,
Fu,
Father,
赦免他们
forgive them,
因为他们所做的。他们不知道。
But they do not what they do.
人把他钉死，他求上帝赦免钉他的。
People name the cross, they ask the Father to forgive those who name him.
这种伦理啊。
So this is ethics.
人类的历史这些文献文化里面从来没有的。
Down the human history, whether in culture, civilization, or religion, it has never appeared before.
伟大的伦理。
That's a great ethics.
从基督被钉死的那一天开始。
From that very moment Christ was nailed to the cross, it began.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
基督被钉在十字架上。
Christ, when he was nailed on the cross,
就把刚才我们提的那个问题现在是活生生的启示出来。
Then that question that we mentioned just now is being lived as a life.
什么问题呢？
What question?
这些到底是最高的理想或者可以实践出来的？
All this thing is the highest ideology or is it something really practicable?
如果爱仇敌是一个根本不可能的理想。
If to love your enemy is something which is achievable,
圣经的话就空空洞洞，是海市蜃楼。
Then this Bible is but emptiness, is a mirage.
如果爱仇敌是可以真正实行出来。
If to love your enemy is something which is practicable,
请问谁曾经实实在在行出来？
Then who has ever practiced that?
我们每次听这种道都很难过。
Every time when you hear about this statement, we feel sad.
因为我们常常恨那些根本对我们没有错的人。
Because actually we hate those people who have never done wrong against us.
我们只能恨。
We can only hate.
我们不能爱。
We cannot love.
我们只能报仇。
We can only take revenge.
我们不能赦免。
We cannot forgive.
我们只能挑剔。
We can only be pricky.
我们不能了解。
We cannot understand.
我们只能把人推下山来。
We can only push people.
我们不能帮助人起来。
We cannot bring people up.
所以我们在神面前何等可怜。
So before God, we are so pitiful.
你最终的主啊，使我成为别人的祝福。
He said, Lord, let me be a blessing to others.
真的吗？
Is it true?
当有一个人妨碍你的时候，
When a person were to hinder you,
你还能成为他的祝福？
Can you become his blessing?
有一个人误会你，
If a person were to misunderstand you,
你还能了解他吗？
Can you try to understand him?
当有一个人逼迫你的时候，
If there's a person who persecutes you,
你还能宽恕他？
Can you forgive him?
这句的圣经的意思就是这样。
That is the meaning of this statement.
要为逼迫 恨你的人祝福。
Bless those who persecute you.
只要祝福。
Only bless.
不可咒诅。
Not to curse.
我每次读这样的圣经，想这样的话，传这个道的时候。
Every time when you read, think, preach this kind of statement.
我内心的时候，主啊，赦免我，赦免我，因为我的生命中有很多没有达到你标准的那些失职，求主保恤世界。
In my heart, I pray to God that forgive me because I never achieved this kind of teaching.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
千万不要因为参加听到的聚会，你灵性比别人高。
Do not because we come to this meeting, you are high in the spirituality compared to others.
为我们所听的每一句话，上帝都要审问我们。
Because for each statement they were heard in this way, God will judge us.
追讨我们。
And also he will seek after us.
有许多时候我不敢。
Many times I dare not.
继续不断看很多的圣经。
Continue to read many passages.
然后呢以为这就是我的知识。
And so that this is my knowledge.
因为我越看的时候。
Because the more I read.
我越想应当追讨自己。
The more I want to persecute myself.
不是以增加知识为快乐。
Not because I'm joyful, because it increases my knowledge.
以真正遵行为我的责任。
But whether I have responsibility to really pursue it.
所以到底这些话是空洞的理论。
So all these things are they empty theory?
或者是可以实践出来的生活的实体。
Or are they practicable in our life?
Is it a reality?
Is it a reality in life?
It's possible.We practice in our life.
是在我们生命里可以实践的吗
？Absolutely yes.
绝对可以。
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们的主耶稣成了我们的榜样。
Because our Lord Jesus set the example for us.
彼得书信有一句话。
In the apostle Peter's epistle, he says.
我感到对基督论的了解跟所有其他的经文很多不同的地方。
It is so different to his understanding of Christology as compared to other epistles.
我们常常说耶稣是救主，是主。
Many times we say that Christ is Savior and Lord.
救主。就有的人把主救主混在一起，就是主就算。
Savior, Lord, Lord, Savior, some confusing.
彼得说什么？
彼得 said,
我们蒙召。
We are being called.
要跟随基督的脚踪。
To follow the step of Christ Jesus.
不是单单接受他的救恩。
Not just to accept his salvation.
不单单承认他的主权。
Not to acknowledge his sovereignty.
跟随他的脚踪。
But to follow his footsteps.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
耶稣走过的。
What you tried,
我也要走。
I must try too.
耶稣经历过的。
What you experienced,
我要经历。
I must experience.
耶稣所感受过的。
What did he feel,
我可以感受。
I must feel.
耶稣受逼迫。
What he have been persecuted,
我也受逼迫。
I must be persecuted.
耶稣受逼迫的怎样回应。
And how he responded to persecution,
我要怎样回应。
How he respond?
每次想到那一天，我更怕。
Every time when I think of that, I'm just trembling.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为明白上帝的道不是个人的享受的权利。
So to understand the will of God is not the personal enjoyment kind of right.
我听到
，I listen.
我明白到
，I understand.
我信到
，I believe.
终极是要我行。
The ultimate purpose that I be the doer of the word.
那就很难了。
And that's difficult.
求主怜悯。
God have mercy on us.
我们不要以为我们的聚会人很多，我们满意。
Not because we are happy because then so many people come.
上帝有一天就激动，我听到人这么多。
And one day God will say that some people in Kuala Lumpur hear the word.
明白的多少
？How many understand?
明白的这么多
？So many understand.
信的有多少
？How many who believe?
信的这么多
？So many believe.
行的有多少
？How many who become doer？
行的这么多
，and who those who do are much？
传的有多少
？What are those who preach？
这是一样一样在追讨我们的时候。
So one by one 能够 pursue on this，
我们怎样能够叫我们的主心满意足
？How can we satisfy the mind of God？
求主怜悯我们
，That God have mercy on us。
我们蒙召
，That we have been called。
跟随基督的脚踪。
Just to follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
这句话的意思是
And what's the meaning of this statement?
你回到哥哥他
You come back to Golgotha.
或者你没办法做到
If not, you cannot do that.
那逼迫你的
He who persecute you.
你要为他祝福
Bless them.
逼迫你的
He who persecute you.
你要为他祝福
Bless him.
请问你做基督徒到现在
That you have been Christian until today.
有没有人逼迫过你
Has ever anybody persecuted you?
没有，只有人称赞你。
No, only people praise you.
很爱主哦。
Or you love God much.
很热心哦。
Or you are fervent.
常常做礼拜哦。
Or you go to the church often.
你常常受的是称赞。
So people praise you.
受的是高举。
And people lift you up.
受的人的介绍称许。
And people recommend you and all agree with you.
我们这个时代做基督徒很少真正受逼迫。
Because as Christians we are lacking of this persecution.
特别在这些自由的国家里面。
Especially in the free country.
马来西亚。
Malaysia.
香港。
It's Hong Kong.
台湾。
台湾。
泰国。
Thailand.
新加坡。
Singapore.
印尼。
Indonesia.
基督徒受多少逼迫
Christian, how much have you been persecuted?
20年前。
20 years ago,
当印尼许多的教会传讲的信息是丰富神学，是成功神学，是顺利的神学的时候，
when that is Indonesia, that is a teacher about the theology of prosperity,
我就感觉需要一个平衡。
I find there must be a balance.
什么平衡呢？
What balance?
当逼迫来到了，
when persecution comes,
苦难来到的时候，
when suffering comes,
基督徒考试能不能及格？
And Christian, can we pass the test?
这是基督徒能不能经得起考验？
Christian, can we stand up to this persecution?
到了13年半以前，
when 13 and a half years ago,
1989年，
in 1989,
开始，
when it began,
礼拜堂被烧
and the church was being burned.
过去这13年，
so this past 13 years,
印尼的教会被烧了超过800间，
in Indonesia, more than 800 churches were burned.
最厉害的，
and what's more serious,
是许多人聚会都是他们放火。
So many people were congregating and meeting, they set the fire, arson, and people escaped.
剩下牧师一个人在里面。
And only one pastor was left.
他们故意把门关紧，让他逃不出来，让他活活烧死。
So they locked the door so that he can burn to death.
当烧光了以后呢？
So after burning,
他们进去看。
They went in.
让牧师是变成焦炭一样，但是跪在那里，手两手抓住在祷告。
And that pastor turned into charcoal, but with two hands he was kneeling down and prayed.
不是活生生的见证。
Isn't that a true testimony?
是死后还做见证。
It's a dead but living testimony.
把生命交给主，复活被烧死的见证。他说信的上帝是。
He committed his life to God. He was burned with charcoal, but to testify his God is a living God.
两年半以前。
Two and a half years ago.
在加卡的一个神学院被放火。
In Jakarta, there was a theological seminary who was set arson.
几百个学生跑不出来。
And this hundreds of students cannot run away.
困在一个大厦里。
And they were being imprisoned.
他们发现有一道门从来没有用的。是不知道从前怎么有一个小门，就从那小门一个一个转出来。
So they discovered there's a small door which had been used in the past. They had climbed out from that door.
转出来以后又被发现。
After crawling out, they're being discovered.
竟然有门可以出来。
And they have a door out.
他们就拿刀来砍。
So they used knife to
cut. 砍的时候，有的人就头被他砍了一半。
Some the head was
手给他砍了一半。
Hand was chopped.
那个头差不多断掉，砍一半的人。
And that neck was about to cut off.
血流到满身都是。
And the blood oozes out.
有一个真的死了。
And there was truly life.
那个砍到一半的，后来两天有，还是没有死，活过来。
And he was cut half, but he didn't die for 2 days.
医生逼他缝血管都缝，后来没有死。
And later on he did not die.
有当他们周年纪念的时候，我去讲到。
So they have an anniversary, invited me to speak.
讲到那一天4000多人的参加聚会。
And 4,000 people came to attend.
讲完的时候，一边讲一边流泪。
And when I was preaching, I was shedding tears.
我说有这么多人为主受苦。
And so many people persecuted for the sake of Christ.
谁还愿意侍奉上帝？
Who then want to serve the Lord?
呼召的那一天。
When I called,
差不多600人走到前面的奉献。
600 came forward to take their life.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
基督教不是在顺利中间长大。
Christianity doesn't grow in plain sailing.
基督教是在逼迫中间长大。
But it is in persecution that Christianity grows.
基督徒的信仰不是在顺利的环境中间建立。
And our faith is established in the plain sailing environment.
基督徒的信仰是在崎岖的道路中间摇不动，结果建立坚实。
But on winding road, we cannot be shaken, and we found a good foundation.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
当保罗讲这句话的时候，
when Paul said this,
逼迫还没有来到。
Persecution hasn't come yet.
保罗写罗马书的时候，
when Paul wrote the Epistle of Rome,
知道自己前面的日子不好走。
He knew that it's not an easy way for him to pass in the future.
保罗写罗马书的时候，
when you're writing this Romans,
他知道以后有逼迫会来到。
He knew that persecution will come in the future.
所以他就预备了这样的话语。
So he prepared this of statements.
为逼迫的人，你要为他祝福。
Bless those who persecute you.
前面讲圣徒对圣徒。
And in the future, in the past, you talk about the dealing with saints.
圣徒缺乏，你要帮助。
When the saints are in need, help them.
有客到你家里，你要一味款待。
When the guests come to you, you practice hospitality.
因为你是基督徒，我是基督徒。
Because you're Christian, I'm Christian.
我们主内嘛。
We're in the Lord.
怎么那些不是主内的？
Those who are not
the Christians, 那边外面的人。
Those who are outside.
那边恨我的人。
Those who hate us.
逼迫我的人。
Those who persecute me.
你不要咒诅他。
Do not curse them.
你要祝福他。
Bless them.
你要爱他。
Love them.
这个观念呢是平常人不能了解。
This kind of concept we can understand ordinary.
保罗从哪里学的？
Where did Paul learn it?
保罗从耶稣学的。
From Jesus.
因为耶稣自己对他说。
Because Jesus himself told him.
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I'm the one who persecuted you.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you？
他不认识这位大光比太阳光更亮的上帝到底是谁
？He doesn't know this God who is brighter than the sun.
他是神学教授
，and he is theological professor.
律法师
，and the legalist.
他教人关于上帝的事
，the one to teach about God.
现在呢，当时基督向他显现的时候
，so when Christ manifested himself to him，
他内心的深处深深知道他一定是上帝。
Deep in his heart, he knows this must be God.
我是侍奉上帝
，I am the one who serve God.
我侍奉的上帝怎么会这样对待我
？The one I serve, how can he deal with in this
way？ 主啊
，He said, Lord，
你是谁
？Who are you？
我是。你所逼迫的耶稣
，and the one persecuted by you, Jesus.
不可能
，not possible.
我们从来没有逼迫上帝
，we have never persecuted God.
我是逼迫耶稣
，I persecuted Jesus.
但是耶稣不是上帝
，but Jesus is not God.
上帝不可能是耶稣
，God cannot be Jesus.
我是侍奉上帝，逼迫耶稣
，I'm serving God, persecute Jesus.
今天耶稣说，你所逼迫的耶稣就是上帝
，but how can Jesus say that the one he persecute now is God?
但耶稣又没有说他是上帝
，and Jesus not say he is God.
是我承认他是上帝
，but acknowledge he is God.
否则没有这样大的光
，if not there's no such great light.
上帝呀、啊。
God,
主啊
，Lord，
你是谁
？Who are you？
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
I'm the one persecuted by you, Jesus.
如果我逼迫你
，If I persecute you，
你还寻找我吗
？Are you seeking after me？
我讨厌你
，I hate you。
你还爱我
？You love me？
我打死你
，I beat you。
你还救我吗
？You want to save me？
这是什么伦理
？What kind of ethic？
这是什么宗教
？What kind of religion？
是怎样的行为
？What kind of conduct？
这种信仰是怎样信
？What kind of faith is that？
所以保罗用这个观念写了这件事。
Paul with this concept write this statement。
逼迫你的
those who persecute you，
你为他祝福
，bless them，
容易吗
？Easy，
不容易
，No，
很不容易
，No。
今天晚上你回去想
，Tonight go back and think，
你最讨厌的
，Who is the one you hate the most？
你从明天开始怎样对待他
？From tomorrow onward， how will you deal with him？
好不好
？Is that the good？
从今开始改变
，Henceforth you change your attitude，
改变你自己
，Change your attitude。
我因为上帝的话
，Because of word of God，
这几十年。
This decade,
我慢慢学，慢慢我学的不快。
Slowly, I learn not fast.
我用几十年的时间。
And do decades to learn.
学习爱我所讨厌的。
And learn to love those I hate, dislike.
学习赦免对我不起的。
To forgive those who have run against me.
学习用好处对待那些对我不好的。
To repay those who do evil to me with goodness.
很容易吗
？Is it easy?
有一次我看一个人。
There was one I see a person.
看完了。
After that.
突然间口里说讨厌。
Then he said, "Is I dislike
him?" 听不见，我自己听见。
It's disgusting.
后来，讨厌。
Disgusting.
我讲完了以后呢
？After that,
圣灵马上工作。
Holy Spirit work.
你要爱他。
You want to love him?
这样讨厌怎么爱他
？How can I love him?
你要爱他。
You must love him.
我的主啊
！I said, Lord.
那我实在不能。
I cannot.
求你帮助我。
Help me.
我再看看他。
So I look again.
要讲讨厌。
I want to say disgusting again.
讲不出来。
I cannot.
我很难爱你。
So I want to love him.
主啊，帮助我。
Lord, help me.
主叫我再看他一下。
And I look at him again.
我再看看他。
One more time.
还是要爱他。
I must love him.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为神的吩咐是这样。
Because that is the instruction of God.
当人对你不好的时候
，When people are not good to you,
可能
maybe
就是你一生一世受考验最好的时候。
That's the best time for your testing in your life.
有人对你不好
，When people are no good to you,
是好事。
It's a good thing.
大家说，有人对你不好，
是好事。
人人对我好是危险的事。大家说
，When people are good to us,
一二三，人
人
对
我
好
是
危险
的事。
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
当人人都说你好的时候
，When everybody says that you're good,
你就很幸福了。
You're blessed.
不是
，No.
耶稣说。当人人都说你好的时候
，When everybody says you're good，
你就有灾祸。
Woe be upon you。
你说是不是耶稣那一天这个睡觉不够讲错话
？Is it Jesus that was sleepy at the time？
你这个不讲错话。
And you say something wrong？
没有错。
No。
人人都说你好
，When everybody says you're good，
表示你面面圆俱面面俱好。
Which means you're so accommodating。
你一定跪着。
Then you are cunning。
没有一个人讲你的坏话。
Nobody talk about your bad.
你一定有假冒伪善的。
Then you must be hypocrite.
没有人讲你的坏话。
Nobody say about good bad things.
你就没有办法好好审查自己。
Then you cannot check yourself.
所以人对我不好的时候
，When people are not good to me,
是一件好事。
It's a good thing.
大家说，人对我不好的时候，是一件好事。如果那个人是基督徒
，If that person is a Christian,
一定有他的标准是我还没发现。
There might be a standard with him I'm not discovered.
我要深入纠察。
I must investigate.
好好自省。
I check myself.
如果那个人不是基督徒，
if that's not no Christian,
我追个基督徒追到了非基督徒讨厌，到底一定是
什么原因？ So, Non-Christian hate me. Why?
更应当自省。
All the more I must check myself.
审查自己。
Examine myself.
有人对你不好，你马上对他不好，那你就像外邦人一样，是一个真正讨厌的人，不是他讨厌，你讨厌。
So when people are no good to you, also you're no good to them. You are like a Gentile. You are disgusting.
基督教从起初
from the beginning, Christianity from the beginning
就是少数的
is a minority.
当基督教的数目是少数的时候
when the Christian is a minority,
社会中这群少数的人一定是奋斗自省。而且好好做人。
In the society, this group must be one who have self reflection and also strive.
当基督徒在社会中变成多数的时候
，When Christian become a majority in the society,
基督徒常是诚信、迟钝、自己随便赦免自己，自己原谅自己，做了很多坏事。
It's many times we are sleepy, slumbering, and also done bad thing, and then we forgive ourselves.
耶稣是小群的人呐、
啊。Jesus say a little flock.
你们不要惧怕。
Don't be afraid.
我与你们同在。
Because I'm with you.
我听过这件事情，我有另外的想法。
So when I read this passage, I have another thinking.
就是当基督徒是社会少数的时候，常常会感觉到神是同在的。
When Christians become a little flock in the society, they feel the presence of God.
当基督徒是多数的时候，也不感觉到需要神同在，因为我们做事太方便了。
But also when you're majority, we don't feel that we need God because we're all convenience.
我们什么时候都认为我们是天之骄子。
Because we thought you are specially loved by God.
什么时候就照着我们的意愿要做什么就可以做。
Then we'll do according to what we wish.
所以有逼迫来到。
When persecution comes.
有困难来到。
When suffering comes.
有仇敌来到。
When enemy comes.
有拦阻来到。
When hindrances come.
坚守我们信仰，保守我们的忠心，训练我们的战斗的这个奋斗力，最好的时机。
So this is the best time for you to persevere.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
求主帮助。
Let God help us.
那么你受逼迫又怎么样？
And after you're persecuted, what do we do?
你要思想。
You must think.
我为什么受逼迫？
Why is that I'm being persecuted?
三种可能性。
Three possibilities.
一，
the first.
因为我本来太坏了。
Because I'm too bad.
所以人恨我，人报复。
So
人审判。
So people hate me, people judge me, people take avenge me.
第二，
the second,
我受毁谤。
I've been slandered.
所以人因为知道我是不好，但是是误会，所以他们就逼迫我。
And people thought I'm no good, but this is a misunderstanding, and that's why they persecute me.
第三，
the third,
我没有做错。
I've not done anything wrong.
也完全不是诽谤。
And totally, it's not slandering.
所以我做对的事情。
But because I do the right thing,
引起别人对我的仇视，对我的反对。
That people dislike me because I do the right thing.
那现在我不讲第一种、第二种。
I'm not talking about first or second time.
我要讲第三种。
I'm talking about third.
因为是第二世纪的时候。
Because on the second century,
有一个人叫做 Athenagoras.
Athenagoras, a person.
这个人写信给这个皇帝。
He wrote a letter to the emperor.
他说皇帝啊。
He said, emperor.
你要注意，很多基督徒是受毁谤的。
Pay attention to many Christians being slandered.
所传给你的
and what's being preached to you,
呈上给你的东西
what's being submitted to you,
许多是错误的
many are wrong things.
他们说基督徒把自己孩子杀了，煮来吃，灭这个事情。
They say Christians that cook their own baby to eat is not such thing.
基督徒强奸自己的母亲，没有这个事情。
That they also commit adultery against their own mother. No.
原来那个时候
at that time,
很多人不喜欢基督教。
And a lot of people dislike Christianity.
就报告皇帝许多基督徒根本没有做的事情。
So make a lot of false report about Christians.
误会基督徒。
And also misunderstand Christians.
这是皇帝生了大发脾气就可以尽快消灭基督徒。
So the emperor got so angry, say you can kill all the Christians.
所以社会上有一些有道德心、有公义的人。
So some people in the society with mind of justice.
包括一些德高望重的哲学家。
Those philosophy are right, reputed in society.
他们感觉到做人不可以这样。
They say we shouldn't be such.
因为他自己也常常戒掉基督徒。
Because he many times befriend Christians.
他知道基督徒没有这样的事。
He knew Christians never do such things.
没有杀婴孩煮人的肉来吃。
Never kill baby and cook.
没有跟自己的母亲强奸这种。
And never rape their own stepmother.
也没有这种随便嫁祸于人、借债不还自己不诚实的生活。
Also this dishonest thing they never able to do it.
所以他就写信到皇帝那里。
So he wrote a letter to the emperor.
这个变成了初期的副教士的中的工作。
And that became the apologist in the first society.
这就文献的原先的纪录片还有一些存在博物馆。
So some of this record of literature is still now being kept in the museum.
这些人不是基督徒。
They are not Christians.
他们是普通人。
They are ordinary people.
看来看去。
They watch.
原来基督徒受这么毁谤。
Christians have been slandered against.
所以他就有一种义心。
So there's a heart of justice.
见义勇为。
It's a heart of justice.
他大刀相助。
Also he helped Christians.
他们写的东西叫做辩护文。
So become an apologist.
就叫做 apology.
Apology.
这些人叫 apologist.
So
他们是替基督徒辩护。
So this apologist wrote the apology.
现在的副教家多数是基督徒。
So many of these apologetic apologists.
第一世纪末到第三世纪初，很多的副教家不是基督徒。
At the end of first century and the beginning of third century, there are a lot of apologists are not Christians.
还有一个另外一个很著名的副教家叫做这一个人 Matthias.
Matthias, another one.
这个人呢，他呢，
person,
看见基督徒受很多的苦。
When he see a Christian run again,
他自己的名字 Justin。
It's called Justin.
Justin 后来被杀，因为他太多替基督徒讲话，人把他也杀死。
And Justin was killed because he talked too much for the Christians.
他杀被杀以前
，before he was killed，
他自己也变成基督徒。
But he turned to a Christian.
一变成基督徒，他们就杀死了。为什么你还要替基督徒讲话，还要做基督徒？是杀死的。
So when he turned to a Christian, people killed him.
所以这个人叫 Justin Martius.
It's Justin Martius.
他也写了一些辩护的话语。
He also wrote some apologies.
所以皇帝常常听到一些呢。不对的报告就杀害基督徒。
So the emperor, before he was misinformed, misguided, he killed a lot of Christians.
还有一些皇帝自己很讨厌基督教，所以也杀基督徒。
Because some of the emperor themselves dislike Christians, and that's why they killed Christians.
从尼禄 Trajan,
Vespasian,
Domitian, 许多最坏君王。
And that's the worst emperor.
他们都杀基督徒。
They killed Christians.
那么还有一些基督徒。
And some Christians,
他们根本是很好的
they are good people.
但他讲的
because what they say,
他信的
what they believe,
跟原先希腊神话的神里面的生物是完全不一样
and totally different with the mythology of the Greek.
所以人就恨他们
people dislike them.
比如说
For instance,
如果一个社会是多妻的社会
if a society were to practice polygamy,
基督教说只可以娶一个妻子
And a Christian said only monogamy.
麻烦又来了。
And trouble comes.
如果一个社会是贪污的社会
，If a society were to accept the corruption,
基督徒说不可贪污
，Christian cannot be corrupted.
这些讲这些话的人麻烦就来了。
So people who say this invite trouble.
你就为自己制造了许多仇敌。
So you create for yourself many enemies.
所以我们今天要再深入的思想，保罗所讲的逼迫你们的，那逼迫是从哪里来的？
So where come the persecution set by Paul in this place?
为什么基督徒受逼迫？
Why Christian being persecuted?
如果他不是因为做坏事，
If it's not because they do bad things,
也不是因为毁谤而受逼迫，
And not because they are being slandered against,
那因为真正行善受逼迫。
But truly they do good things and they're being persecuted.
基督徒受逼迫的原因是什么？
And what the reason for them being persecuted? First,
因为我们在少数的地位中间，
because we are at the minority,
很容易被欺负。
And easily we can be bullied.
那些仗势欺的人大有人在。
And because those who have the kind of power to persecute us.
这世界许多人以为很多人所相信一定就是真理。
Because a lot of people believe that the truth is with the majority.
所以你这个这么一小撮的人敢讲跟我们不同的观念，他们就对付。
So you are just a minority. How can you be different from us? So they persecute them.
基督徒为什么受逼迫？
Why is that Christian being persecuted?
社会中间的很少数的一些。
Because in society we belong to minority.
第二。
The second.
基督徒为什么受逼迫？
Christian, why is that we are being persecuted?
基督徒不属于这世界。
Because we do not belong to this world.
这句话是耶稣基督讲过的。
Jesus said that.
你们不属这世界。
That you do not belong to the world.
世界恨恶你们。
And that's the world hate you.
世界没有恨恶你们以前。
And before the world hate you.
以前恨恶了我。
They already hated me.
所以他们逼迫你的时候。
So when they persecute you.
他们因为恨我，所以逼迫你。
Because they hate me, that's why they persecute you.
为你们跟随我。
Because you follow me.
我不叫你们脱离这个世界。
I do not ask God to draw you out from the world.
我救你们。
I'll save you.
脱离这世界而来的试探。
From the temptation of the world.
我要帮助你们。
To help you.
坚固你们。
To strengthen you.
胜过世界而来的逼迫。
To overcome the persecution of the world.
我不是使你们脱离这世界。
I'm not here to draw you out from the world.
我是为你们祷告。
And pray for you.
使你们胜过这世界。
So they overcome the world.
在旧约里面。
In the Old Testament.
上帝的照顾。
And God's the providence.
上帝的赐福。
God's blessing.
是真正临在。
It truly
使人脱离苦难。
The people have been saved from suffering.
伊利狮子不咬他。
So Daniel, even this lion would not engulf him.
撒巴拉米撒亚伯尼哥这火烧不了他。
Even the three friends are not burned by the fire.
新约不是如此。
But not with the New Testament.
新约呢，彼得被杀。
Peter was killed.
保罗被杀。
Paul was killed.
斯提凡被杀。
Stephen was killed.
雅各被砍头。
And Jacob was killed.
斯提凡被丢石头而死。
And Stephen was stoned to death.
保罗被砍头。
Paul was beheaded.
雅各被砍头。
And also James saw.
这个约翰差不多给这油里面把它煎到就干了。
And also this John was being this fried in the oil.
应该是被煎的。
Maybe even fried.
后来他们放他一马，把他丢到巴摩海岛去。
But people later they let him go and put it to Patmos.
第一个是倒钉十字架死。
And Peter was nailed the cross upside down.
旧约的上帝跟新约不一样吗
？And the God of Old Testament and New Testament is the different.
为什么但以理狮子吃不掉
？Why is Daniel not eaten by the lion？
为什么保罗刀割得断
？And why is that Paul being beheaded？
为什么撒巴拉米撒亚伯尼哥火烧不掉
？Why the three friends of Daniel not being burned by fire？
为什么？彼得十字架可以把他钉死。
Why is it Peter was nailed on the cross to death?
根据一句革命性的话。
According to one revolutionary statement.
这句话从耶稣的口中讲出。
Coming from Jesus.
耶稣说：“那能杀你的身体。
”He who can kill your body.
不能杀你灵魂的。
Not your soul.
你不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
大家说一二三，那能杀你的
身体，
不能杀你灵魂的，你不要怕他。这些话体现得好像耳边风过去。
All this statement just like a very light statement, they fly.
好像你们听到的每个礼拜听到的。
Like every statement you heard, it just go away, go away.
有一天
，one day，
你遇到一件痛苦的时候，突然间那句话出来，变成一生最大的。
When you face a suffering thing, that statement comes become the greatest help in your life.
看清上帝。
Praise God.
当彼得被钉十字架。
When Peter was being nailed on the cross,
哎呦，那是求你饶我一命。
Did he beg for
you? 我又不敢再传你。
I won't do preach Jesus anymore.
没有这个事。
No.
一个被圣灵充满的。
The one who is filled by Holy Spirit.
一个爱主到底的。
The one who loved God to the end.
视死如归。
He would deem that death is nothing.
刀剑算什么？
What is the sword?
饥饿算什么
？What is hunger?
逼迫算什么
？What is persecution?
这些痛苦算什么
？What's all this suffering?
赤身露体算什么
？To be naked, what is it?
没有人能使我们与基督的爱相隔开。
No one can sever my relationship with God.
没有人使我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
No one can sever my relationship with God.
这个爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里。
This love is my Lord Jesus Christ.
我们讲到第八章都已经提过这些事。
We mentioned that in chapter 8.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
所以这些人死的时候。
So these people when they're dying.
他们是逼迫中间受患难受死亡。
In persecution they face death and suffering.
但是 Josephus 有个最伟大的一个犹太人的历史学家。
But this Josephus, one of the greatest Jewish historian.
他的书里面讲一句话。
In his book, he's written that.
有一个人叫耶稣的。
There's a person called Jesus.
跟随他的人说他不单是人。
Those who follow him say that he's not just a man.
他们说他是神。
They say he's God.
所以他们就这样敬拜他。
So they worship him such.
他们就这样传扬他。
They preach about him.
他就这样侍奉他。
And they serve him in this manner.
这样相信他。
And they believe in this
manner. 这些信耶稣传耶稣的人。
These people who believe and preach about Jesus.
后来被罗马帝国定罪，认为是叛国的一个败坏。
So they are being condemned by the Roman Empire and termed as a traitor.
他们被丢给狮子吃。
So they have been thrown to the dungeon to be engulfed by the lions.
绑在木头上。
So they have been also tied on the rope.
全身浇了油。
And also covered with the oil.
放火把他们活活烧死。
And they burn him alive.
当他们被烧死的时候。
When they are being burned to death.
火烧到他的上半身。
So when this fire comes to the second part of the body.
不是惨叫。
They're not screaming.
他们在唱。
But they are singing.
我不明白。
I don't understand.
明明耶稣是一个人。
Jesus is a man.
他们说他是神。
But they say he's a God.
他们说他死而复活。
They say he died and
他们说他要为他而死。
They say he was to die for
them. 他们传道的结果。
They preach and the result is.
受逼迫。
They've been persecuted.
丢在狮子口里。
And put in a dungeon of lions.
被放在木头上。
And put on the wood.
被浇油放火而烧。
And the cover with the oil and burn.
狮子咬他们以前。
So before the lion eat them.
眼睛望着上面。
They look up to the sky.
他们唱是赞美。
They sing praises.
为那些逼迫他的人祷告祝福。
And pray and bless those who persecute them.
主师傅不能明白。
So Sifu can understand.
这世界怎么有这样的事?
Can't understand.
怎么可能?
How is it possible?
人杀死你,
people killing you.
你祝福他,
and they bless you.
人杀死你,
they want to kill you.
你赞美上帝,
and you praise God.
人逼迫你,
they persecute you.
你为他祷告,
you pray for them.
怎么可能?
How is it possible?
为什么Joseph不明白呢?
Why is it Joseph do not understand?
因为他没有看罗马书12章14节。
Because he didn't read the Romans chapter 12 verse 14.
基督徒明白这句话,
but Christians understand.
保罗说,
Paul said,
逼迫你的人,
those who persecute you,
你要祝福他,
bless them.
祝福他,
only bless them.
只要祝福,
only bless them.
不要咒诅,
do not curse them.
基督徒,
Christians,
我们这个口,
our mouth,
是上帝造他的形象的,
God has created according to his image.
神的口是话语,
whatever is uttered by the mouth of God,
是圣洁的道,
is holy word.
我们所出的话语,
so the word come out of our mouth,
应当用药上,
must glorify him.
当你最苦的时候,
when you are most suffering,
不要埋怨他好吗?
Do not murmur against him.
当人恨你的时候,
when people hate you,
你不要出言咒诅他好吗?
Do not curse him.
因为你口中发的话,
because the word that utter from your mouth,
多少成分跟上帝的道是配合的?
How about is it in harmony with God's word?
那就是你一生灵性程度到什么?
And that is the measure of your spirituality.
你一生所讲的话,
what you say in your whole life,
有越多废话,
the more the words are wasting,
你wasting, 那没有用的话,
it's a wasted.
那就是你的灵性没有价值的,
then within there's no value in the spirituality.
到审判的时候,
when it comes to judgment time,
每一句闲话, 就是不需要讲的, 没有用的话, 都要供出来,
because every gossiping word to will be uttered.
我怕得不得了,
I'm so frightened.
我神学毕业的时候,
after I graduated from college,
有一些同学就请老师给他写一节圣经,
and some of these students asked the teacher to write a statement for the Bible verse for them.
好像你们常常请出名的牧师给你写一些圣经,
like you want a pastor to write for you.
那么呢, 我的同学,
my this classmate,
院长给他一节圣经,
and my this principal gave him a verse.
他就问我, 院长给你什么圣经?
He asked me, what did the principal give you?
我说, 院长给我的是, 你要按正义分解真理的道,
you must also teach according to the truth.
他说你呢?
What about you?
再记当记记,
which verse?
我们就翻出来看,
and we turn.
院长给他的那节圣经是什么?
You know what verse was that?
审判的时候, 每一句闲话都要供出来,
in judgment time, every gossiping word will be also judged.
他吓死了,
he was so frightened.
他说是不是我常常讲没有用的话给院长发现,
is it because I gossip a lot and the principal discovered?
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers and sisters,
神,
God,
要追讨我们每句话,
he will pursue every statement that we utter.
讲又不受苦的时候,
Job, when he was suffering,
他嘴唇讲什么话?
What did he say from the mouth?
上次的时候,
and he who gives is Jehovah. He who takes away is Jehovah. Jehovah's name must be blessed.
用我的太太也讲一句话,
and Job's wife also says this.
立起上帝吧,
you better leave God.
侍奉上帝什么意思?
What's the meaning for you to serve God?
现在你今天遭到这样的事,
now you face all these things.
你看见,
so you see,
同样的遭遇,
the same kind of
同样的身份,
same kind of position.
做父母的,
those are parents,
都是儿女的长辈,
and they're also the elders of the children, the same,
都一样,
the same,
孩子死了,
but they die,
同一件事,
the children,
一个是主啊,
the Lord,
我的孩子死了,
my children have died,
我称赞你,
I praise you.
另外说,
and the other one say,
主啊你什么意思?
What's your meaning, Lord?
给我的孩子都死了,
that my children,
不给我, 你知道我怀孕是很痛苦吗?
You know, it's just suffering from me to be pregnant.
同样的遭遇,
the same kind of encounter,
同样的身份,
the same kind of position,
不同样的话语,
a different word.
我有一个同工,
I have a co-worker.
哇, 他讲话很厉,
he was so eloquent.
丈夫死了,
and also the husband died. She met suffering.
上帝什么意思? 为什么我的丈夫这样这样讲?
God, what do you mean by all this?
我难过得不得了,
I feel so sad.
我对他的某某人,
I said so and so,
请你不要讲这样的话,
don't say this.
只有上帝有权柄把他取去,
only God has the right to take him away.
只有上帝有权柄这样对付我们,
only God has the right to deal with this man.
我们应当感谢他,
we must praise him.
他不能接受,
she can accept.
以后他生命越来越痛苦,
may then she suffer a lot,
因为他用这样的态度对待神,
because she uses that attitude to face God.
上帝的话,
God will say,
你遇到困难,
when you face difficulties,
求告我,
ask me.
上帝的话说,
God will say,
遇到逼迫,
when you face persecution,
祝福人,
bless others.
只要祝福,
only blessing.
不要咒诅,
don't curse.
大家说, 只要祝福,
不要咒诅,
一个常常祝福别人的人。
A one who bless people frequently.
他的生命越来越丰盛。
His life become richer and richer.
一个常常咒诅别人的人。
A one who curse others.
他们的生命也越来越贫穷。
Their life become poorer and poorer.
只要祝福。
Only blessing.
不要咒诅。
Don't curse.
我们今天愿意不愿意做一个祝福人的人
？Are we willing to be one who blesses?
从我们的口中流露出恩典。
And with the word that utter from our mouth,
这些伦理
all this ethics,
是从各个他耶稣的十字架上，你才可以真正学到。
It is only you can learn from the cross of Golgotha.
他受逼迫
，He was persecuted.
他受灾害
，He was suffering.
不讲危险的话
，He did not say a word of threatening.
他在十字架上是讲的话
，Upon the word he said on the cross, Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们
For they know not what they do.
他对最大的强盗。
To the greatest
prophet,
and the one who was mean on the cross because of sin.
实实在在告诉你
Truly I tell you.
今日你与我一同在乐园
Tonight you and I will be in a paradise.
他对孤单的母亲
To the mother who is lonely.
没办法再照顾她了
He can take care of you no more.
母亲
Mother.
看你的儿子
Look at your son.
他的约翰说
And he told John.
看你的母亲
Look at your mother.
他让他的妈妈成为约翰的妈妈
So his mother became John's mother.
他让约翰可以成为他妈妈的孩子。
So that this John became the child of the mother.
他说：“我的上帝，我的上帝。”
He said, "My God, my God."
为什么你离弃
？Why has thou forsaken me?
他没有咒诅。
He did not curse.
他留下这句话，让你我思想是为你为我的缘故，神离弃了。
With this word, they left for us so that we can be established.
他说：“我渴了。”
I'm thirsty.
人把海龙拿着醋给他喝，他脏了，他不接受。
With a sponge, with the vinegar, and people put in his mouth, but he tasted it, he never take it.
为什么他不接受呢
？Why？
因为他要完完全全在真正觉悟的痛苦中间，百分之百承担我们在他身上的
sin。Because it is in full consciousness, he want to take the full load of sin upon him.
不接受，为什么他伤一伤
？But he did not take it, how shall he take it?
因为他尊重人家对他的好意。
Because he want to honor people's good to him.
基督绝对不是一个无情没有 EQ 的。
Fine, Christ is not the one without EQ.
他尊重。
He respect people.
他好像对你说
，Like he's saying,
谢谢你的爱。
Thank you for your love.
我这个时候不愿意接受。
But I'm not taking it.
因为我要完全在觉悟的中间担当人的担当。
Because in full consciousness, I want to take the full load of sin.
耶稣说成了。
Jesus said it is accomplished.
在这样大苦难中间成全上帝。
In the suffering, he said that it is done.
耶稣说父啊。
He said, Father.
我把我的灵魂交在你手。
I commit my spirit to you.
这一位主。
This Lord.
从他从天降下做人。
Since he incarnated to be a man.
生在马槽。
Was born in a manger.
死在十架。
Died on a cross.
埋葬在别人的坟。
Buried in others' tomb.
有十里湖。
And resurrected from death. Every single moment, every single word of it, and every event, and every attitude, it is the example of our ethical life.
今天晚上
Tonight,
当我们思想这一句圣经
when you ponder upon this statement,
你受逼迫的时候
when you're being persecuted,
要为逼迫你的人祝福
bless those who persecute,
只要祝福
only blessing,
不要咒诅
no cursing,
没有别人会给他更大的力量
No one will give you us a greater strength other than our Lord.
你愿意跟随他
Are you willing to follow him?
走在他的步骤中
To tread in the path he tread.
我们蒙召
We have been called.
跟随基督的教宗
To follow his footsteps.
你愿意吗
Are you willing?
我们站起来
Let us rise.